I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On July 16, 1789, with Constitutional Convention delegates having dispatched the unpleasant business of apportioning slaves, there was still the question of proportional versus equal representation. A framework for compromise had been set 12 days earlier at a committee meeting at Benjamin Franklin's house. At Franklin's urging, the committee recommended proportional representation in the House of Representatives and equal representation in the Senate. William Patterson of New Jersey, once a staunch advocate of equal representation, was among those coming around.
The two ideas embraced on different sides, instead of being opposed to each other, ought to be combined.
Hugh Williamson of North Carolina opined,
"If we do not concede on both sides, our business must soon be at an end."
But it was Roger Sherman, Oliver Ellsworth, and William Samuel Johnson of Connecticut who argued most convincingly on the issue. What came to be called the Connecticut Compromise would lead to a compound republic, part national, part federal. In one house, the people would be represented, in the other, the states. The convention would move on to other business. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.